We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way,
every moment of... Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is our brother in Christ, Ezra Randall. How are you this morning?
Doing fine.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. Or you can comment on the Facebook post and we'll do our best to put it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts and I'll do my best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is the Refuge Church, now located at New Liberty in Sayre, Oklahoma, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all. Did I get it all? Would you like to pray to start us out?
Yes. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this amazing opportunity that you have allowed us to come and to talk about dreams and visions, and we just pray that we'll be able to give some understanding, some insight, some information and directions on dreams and visions. And we just pray that you just continue to minister and meet all of our needs in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty.
I like your title, Understanding Your Dreams and Visions.
Amen.
I'm excited to Amen. Hear what you've brought this morning.
Yes, we come to share some things. The Bible says people perish because of lack of knowledge, and I'm here to share some knowledge. I don't know it all. I'm still under construction. I'm still learning each and every day, but we're just going to share a few things about dreams and visions and what's going on and all that good stuff.
I'm ready for it.
Amen.
Got my paper and my pencil. I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me. As I just stated, I've been analyzing dreams for almost 49 years and premonitions and all that. And I'm still under construction. I'm still learning and everything. We visit with people throughout the country and analyze their dreams and visions and premonitions and try to research, locate the purpose of that dream. One thing about dreams and visions, they're symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are positive and negative meanings for symbols, colors, and numbers. And so let's say if you have a dream that you don't quite understand, but you know that it's giving off negative energy. You don't have to know all. And a symbol is like you're driving in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You look over there to the right and there's a horse in a pasture. You look on the other side, there's a white house. Those are symbols. So there are positive and negative meanings for everything that you see. Nothing is outside. There's no subject or title outside of people, places, and things. Can you say that with me?
People, places, and things.
You cannot name a category or anything on earth that doesn't fit in those three descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when we look at a symbol, for an example, let's just talk about a horse. Well, let's do a better one than that. Let's look at a donkey. Let's look at a donkey. Let's talk about a donkey. So what's a positive symbol about a donkey? He's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He will take your load to the end. So that's a positive meaning for a donkey. What's a negative meaning about a donkey? Monica? And what else? Tina?
Hard-headed.
Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for. Stubborn. And so let's do another one. People always say snake dreams are bad. Oh, I dreamed about a snake. It's bad. No, there's a positive meaning about a snake. There's a negative meaning about a snake. So let me give you a positive meaning for a snake. And a bull snake, well, let's start with the negative meaning first. I have people call me up all the time and from the East Coast to the West Coast. And they say, hey, I had a dream about a snake, and I know it's evil. I say, well, wait a minute. Tell me your dream. And they tell me their dream, and it's a whole different meaning. So let's discuss snakes. And this is not even on my notes here. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip. I have a outline and a format here. But let's look at the bull snake. If you dream of a bull snake, that means somebody is bullying you. Somebody's being mean, kicking your chair, knocking your books out of your hand. Does that make sense? Let's say if you dream of a python, the negative meaning for a python snake is that he comes to crush your vision. He comes to crush your hopes and your desires. I'm burning for Jesus. I have a passion for Jesus. And he comes to tell you, who do you think you are? You're a loser. Another negative meaning for a python spirit is if you're lazy and you don't like accountability and responsibility and obligation and you take a nap at a tree, God will show you a python spirit and he will come around and wrap around you and crush your rib. So the positive side of a python spirit is that God will show you, hey, you being too slothful. You need to put a fire in your step. So you see the positive meaning of a python spirit? Does that mean you're moving too slow? You're wasting time. The Bible says redeem the time. The rattlesnake, I love the rattlesnake. He's the friendly snake. What's your thoughts on that? I saw you turn your head. Talk to me, Tina. What's your thoughts on the rattlesnake being a friendly snake?
He don't seem very friendly to me. Just waiting to strike.
What about you, Monica? Talk to me. We're talking about snakes.
I can understand what you're saying because the rattlesnake... He rattles.
He don't want to bite you.
He gives you a warning. Hey, you're too close to me. Back up. You're too close to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's smart.
That's really cool. That I never thought about it that way. But when you was talking about that, the Holy Spirit said, that's why he has the rattle. That's why I gave him the rattle.
Right.
Because he's going to rattle and let you know, back up. You're in my space.
If I bite you. And if you don't give me my space and I have to defend myself, you're going to die. He's a friendly snake. I don't want to bite you, Tina. Just go the other way. I'm under this rock. I'm comfortable. And I've been here for 5 hours. And I plan on being here another 5 hours. But if you force me, I'm going to bite you and crawl away and find another spot that I feel is safe. What's your thoughts on that, Tina?
That makes sense. But I feel like sometimes they're hiding it. Yeah. I guess it's not their fault if we step on them.
Well, when we go hiking, like say Mount Scott, we go hiking Mount Scott, we're in their territory.
Mm-hmm.
And they can feel us coming up to them by the ground.
Right?
By the vibration of the ground when we take a step. And then when the vibrations get too close, that's when they start to rattle. They don't start rattling just because they feel the vibration.
Now, if you're
3 miles
away, they're not going to be rattling.
So they wait until, oh, that's too close. I feel it. Oh, that's too close. I got to start. I got to warn them. I'm here. Move, move. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt you. Move.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about Garden Snake. He's the snake that, he's a gossiper. He's like, eases up to you and gets your information. What do you think about Monica? And they get your information, and then they take what you said, what Monica said, and go twist it. And it was your ideal. You go and tell your friend what Monica said, but what you don't tell them is that, oh, I asked Monica. So the little garden snake is a little snake that just kind of sit in your garden and, you know, oh, I'm just here. I'm not bothering anything. So you gotta watch those garden snakes. Mm-hmm. For the sake of time, we could spend 3 hours on snakes, and there's other subjects I want to cover. So let's talk about the positive meaning of a snake, a certain snake, as I just told you, the python, the positive meaning. The Bible tells us to be wise as, And so sometime the Lord will use a snake to come to you to let you know that you're not reading your Bible enough. You're not fasting. You're not praying. So, man, I had a snake dream. What was that snake doing in your dream? So God sometimes uses a snake to let you know you need to be wise. Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. I just said a word, fasting. You were talking about fasting. I love fasting. I've since 1975, since the Lord rescued me in 1975, I've tried my very best. I've come up short a lot of times and failed God. But that's part of the process. You know, if you get it right the first time, then there's not a sense of appreciation when you get the crown. So I wouldn't think it would be good to get the crown the first try.
Right.
Just always, almost got it. Oh, my God, if I had done this. But when you get the crown and you get the victory, it's like, oh, my God, it is sweet. But anyway, the Lord rescued me in 1975, and since that time I've lived a very dedicated, consecrated life. And so what fasting, when you said fasting, I wrote down in my notes because I wanted to share this with my family. Fasting allows you to feed on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So when you stop feeding on foods and water and drinks, it allows you to see what Jesus tastes like. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he's sweeter than the. And so the Lord says, if you're eating and drinking all this coffee and all these apple pies, he looks like they're never going to find out who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know I'm the bread of life? But if you always got a chicken bone sticking out of your mouth, how are you going to find out that I can give you strength?
Mm-hmm.
So fasting allows us to feed and experiment the applications on Jesus. I remember one time the Lord called me on a 40-day and 40-night fast with no food, just a little water and to keep my breath fresh. And we started that fast January the 1st, and I think we ended that fast around February the 9th or whatever. And I tell you what, I got to taste what real salvation. Now, I'm not saying you got to go on
a
40-day fast to taste Jesus, but
wow.
That's what he called me on.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, he called me on a 28-day fast with just water. And I'm here to tell you that was very challenging because I was still ministering, and you can't publicize and tell people. I still having dinner and minister appointments, counseling with people, you know, going to restaurants and having prayer meetings and all this, and cutting grass and cutting trees and everything. I did everything that I normally would do if I was eating. And a lot of time I knew I needed a lifesaver, but that lifesaver would make me sick. Mm. And so, I mean, I'm talking about raw fasting where I would drink water maybe every 2 or 3 days. I was so in tune with God, I would forget, like, oh, wait a minute, it's been 2 or 3 days since I had water. But those who hunger and thirst for the Lord, He promised to fill you with righteousness. Mm-hmm. One of the Greek meanings for righteousness is equity. You know what equity means? Do you have equity in your home? Mm-hmm. Equity means, like, if you bought your home for $100,000, and when you pay it off, you got $100,000 of equity that you can go to the bank and borrow against your home. Because if you don't pay the loan, they're going to just take you home. So that's what righteousness is. It's one of the Greek meanings is equity. And so I would fast because I wanted to establish my equity in God. I wanted to be able to go to the bank of God and say, hey, God, give me a pass. And when people get sick, I wanted to be able to pray the demonic off of them and to be able to deactivate and basically dismantle the enemy. Amen. And I'm really big on deactivation and dismantling and decreeing and declaring. I do very little praying.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning about the declaring and decreeing.
I have nothing against praying. One of the meanings for prayer is like if you have money in your bank and you go to Walmart, you request that Walmart release you the goods and you're going to ask your bank to pay them. Mm-hmm. And that's good. I'm not telling you not to pray. But I'm in a application and a validation and a clarification, mm-hmm, and an elevation and acceleration, a restoration, transformation.
All the Asians.
That I decree my morning. When I wake up, Job taught me that. I decree my morning. I just don't let morning unfold and, oh, whatever going to happen. No. So back to dreams. I just wanted to share that with you on fasting because fasting really enhances a person's dream. Now, some people say, I dream every night. It is not possible to dream every night. It's possible, but it's not important for you to have a dream every night. And so 20 minutes ago, I was telling you about the symbols, about not knowing all the symbols and everything. So if you have a dream and you don't know what it means, Monica, you don't have to understand all the symbols. If it's giving negative energy, you just say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebukes you in the name. You got to get that word. If you don't learn anything from this teaching, I'm going to rebuke, deactivate, and dismantle. So if you have a dream and you don't quite understand what all the symbols are in your dream, then if it's a negative dream, you think, you say, Satan, the Lord God rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Now, what that means is that God is not agreeing with that. I oppose of you bringing this sickness or you bringing this devastation. And then this session, I like Bible history. I like everything about the Bible. But what I am, I teach applications. So certain things that I say, it may have a little twist on it because I teach people in today. Mm-hmm. I take the word of God and apply it to your situation right now. Right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you're drowning in the lake, you don't need a drink of water. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be thirsty.
Right.
You need a rope.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in the desert, okay, and you need and you hadn't had a drink in several days, you know, you need a drink of water. So are trying to give people what they need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Tell me your thoughts on that, Tina.
That makes complete sense to me.
What's your thoughts on that, Monica?
Makes really good sense because, I mean, if you're in a lake of water, you really don't need the water. Mm-hmm. You need something to help you get out of that water.
Amen.
And if you're in a desert where it's dry, you need some water to drink to keep you going to come out of that desert.
Mm-hmm. Who cares about wildfire when you're in the desert?
Right. Yeah.
If you, you know, if you, nobody gonna be able to pick up your signal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so.
Well, he says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Sometimes we have the knowledge, but we don't know how to apply it.
Amen.
Exactly.
That's good.
Come on, sister.
That's good. So, before I go into another subject, let me clear this up. So, if you don't know what the dream mean, but you know it's a negative dream, you rebuke the negative things about it. You deactivate it. Deactivation in my application that I want to explain it to you, because if you look at Webster, whatever, it gives you a whole bunch of stuff. But I'm teaching where we are living. When you deactivate something, you cut the inside power. So just like I'm on here, if we pull that power out, and you know what I'm saying? It, and it's just like my phone here. If I don't pay my bill, all of my contacts are here. All of my business is here. But I can't make the connection.
Right.
When you dial it, and like, and it acts, and it gets ready to connect, it's, oh, you don't have enough. Whatever your little lady says, you know, you don't have enough money on your books or whatever to complete this call, or the person you're calling is unavailable. That means you've been deactivated. So we deactivate things that, when it, when negative things come against us.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So you see, she just flipped the switch. Mm-hmm. So she deactivated. She cut the power. Even though all, she didn't take the power out of the house. She didn't take the powers out of the walls, but she deactivated.
Right.
Now, the other word is dismantle. That's an outside work. Okay. So let's see. So deactivation is an inside disconnection. Dismantling is an outside. So you strip the person of their authority. So when a person is a policeman and he got his cop car and his badge and he's got his billy club and he got his gun and his all that, when he get fired, they don't say, well, just take your equipment and go home. You're fired. No, we got to dismantle him.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your badge in. What does that mean? Take all that stuff and leave it for the next person that's going to be taking your job. We have dismantled you. Does that make sense? What's your thoughts on that, Tina?
Yeah, that makes sense. Got to cut the power from the inside and strip the authority.
Cut the power. Get it by the root. Where's this? Where's the enemy getting his momentum from? Where's he getting his strength? Just like when we go to war, first thing we do is knock out communication.
Right. We so, agree with him. That's how he gets his strength. Humans come into agreement with the plans that he throws out there.
Amen. Wow. Okay. So I'm trying to kind of hit where I feel that people need, because normally when you get like 49 years of experience and still learning, I mean, it's a lot. But let's see.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
About symbols.
About what?
Animals.
Animals. Well, talk to me, Monica.
Rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
A rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
So a few years ago, I had this dream, and it was odd. And the feeling I had when I woke up was, I wasn't afraid. I don't know that I can describe the feeling that I had when I woke up, but in the dream, and my sweet late husband was in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
We were in this apartment complex, and we were sleeping in a living room floor, and I woke up in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up. And when I looked out the sliding glass door, there was a sliding glass door going into like a little fenced in area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a medium sized rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up. I looked at my husband. He was still sleeping. I looked outside and I got up and I went out. And I was petting the rhinoceros on his horn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned around, went back into this apartment that was unfamiliar. And on the counter was a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened the wallet, I could see the driver's license of the person. And then drugs fell out, like methamphetamine fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it back in the wallet, and I took the wallet, and I woke my husband up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mark, we've got to go find this lady and help her. We have to go find her and help her. She needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up.
So what was your feelings when you woke up that you needed to go and help this person?
Yeah, mm-hmm. like this person really needed help.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the person?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
It was just, I didn't know the person that the wallet belonged to, but they had their driver's license and stuff and everything in that wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs felt like kind of fell out of one of the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took the drugs, put it back in the wallet, and woke Mark up and said, we have to go find her and help her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we left. I mean, that's what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up.
Okay. So there's a lot of time when a person analyzes a dream, sometimes the first thing you have to figure out if it's a, let's say for an example, you count the symbols. If there are more negative symbols than positive symbols, then you give the dream a negative meaning. It's 9:35. You said we need to cut off, so I can finish this later. Okay. Okay.
Do you have any prayer requests? Let's continue to pray for the fires. It was up to 850,000 acres and one fatality this morning.
Oh, continue to pray for Joe and Neva. And continue to pray for Marissa.
Did you say Melissa?
Marissa.
Oh, good. And Joe and Neva?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's go to the Lord. Father God, we just come to you. And we just thank you for this opportunity you have given us to come and to share with them about dreams and visions. Now, Father God, we are directing our attention on Joe and Neva and Marissa. Father God, you know what their need. So, Father God, we just say the Lord rebukes the sickness, the spirit of infirmities, the things that comes to bring discomfort. We say, Satan, the Lord God rebukes you in the name of Jesus. We deactivate you right now, and we dismantle your strategies, and we call you null and void. We strip you of your authority. And so, Father God, we pray that you would minister healing. Yes, God. According to Revelation 3 and 20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, boy, girl, woman, or child open the door, I will come in and will sup with them." And the reason you're knocking at our door is because you want to come in and prepare a table in the midst of our confusion, in the midst of our opposition and adversity. So, Father God, right now, where these individuals are, we pray that the presence of the Lord will become available. Let them feel your presence and your anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. My God. Thank you, Lord. My God. Yes, God. We are trusting you for your healing power right now. We're praying, God, that you will bring the valleys up, the mountains down, the crooked straight, and the rough smooth. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father God, we want to ask you to bring comfort to those that have lost land, cattle, grass, wheat, hay, even the person that lost their life, Father God. We're just at a loss of words, Father God. The 850,000 acres of land that have burnt, Father God. And we just pray, God, that you give us strength for the journey. Some way, somehow, Father God, just allow us to continue to look to you. Psalms 121 and 1 says, "I will look into the hills for what cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth." So, Father God, help us to look to you, Jesus, and heal the hurting hearts and give them strength for the journey. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Ezra Randall. His title is Understanding Your Dreams and Visions.
Okay, are we back?
We're back.
Okay, how many more minutes we have?